cliffcentral.com.
But I'm delighted to welcome our star appearance for the morning, and he always is the reason that you know your weekend is about to start. George Meany from Auto Trader. And don't forget that Auto Trader have their own show, which you've got to listen to, the Auto Trader podcast, on a Monday. Good morning, George. How are you?
Good morning, Gareth. Fun you. I missed the beginning of that. The whole new format. That sounds very interesting.
Well, you've got to keep changing things, right? We've got to keep making things different and better and figuring out what people really want and throwing some lines into the dam and seeing which fish bite.
Exactly. Now, I'm missing Ben and Threanne, and I saw you had Jason Goliath on.
Yes.
I spent probably 7 or 8 hours inside my iPace with Jason a couple months back.
Oh, yeah?
Because we did the EV road test, and Jason was my partner in the car.
He's brilliant.
He's absolutely brilliant. He had me in stitches we did probably about four hours in one day, 4 hours the second day in the car with him.
And he
had me in stitches the entire time.
Amazing. What a good guy. All right, George, we've got lots to talk about this morning, so let's not waste any time. What is on your agenda?
Well, now and again, people modify cars, and I bring those to you.
Love
it. Remember the boat that was a car, and then the guy actually made one that could.
It was properly amphibious.
Properly amphibious car.
Yes.
So somebody a while ago has modified a VW microbus. Remember these?
Yes, absolutely.
Modified a VW microbus. This is an all-terrain type Fox microbus. That's what they've coined the name. And it disappeared for many, many years because this thing rolled off the showroom floor. A guy got his hands on it. He modified it, turned it into this thing, and then it disappeared. And then VW Commercial found it, and they refurbished it. If you look at the bus from the side, that's what it looks like.
So it's actually got those tracks that a tank has.
Yes, it's got the tracks that a tank has, exactly. And the Amazing. Inside looks a bit like that. It's a little bit of a lumberjack interior.
That's a shitty interior, I've got to say, George. They could definitely do some work on the interior. But I like the fact that you could have an all-terrain minibus. That's cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. And the general cars that get modified on the road today, I mean, they're a little bit boring. I mean, because people modify them to make loud exhaust sounds or whatever. But these kinds of modifications are quite interesting.
Listen, I like the amphibious ones. I like these all-terrain ones. The only ones I have a problem with are the ones that say they can fly and they can't. Those ones are a waste of time.
Yes.
Sorry. Mm-hmm.
They need to really be able to fly. Yeah, they need to do what they say.
I'm waiting for that sky car. And so far, it's all been very disappointing, George.
Exactly. And then secondly, Gareth, I don't know if you are aware, I think you are, Tesla can emit fart sounds from outside the car.
Yes. In fact, George, I don't know a lot about cars, but this little fact I did know because someone passed it on to me. You know, we're always on top of fart information. Why would you want your car to fart?
Well, what people are using it for in America is to sneak up, because, you know, EVs are really quiet. Mm-hmm. So they use it to sneak up to pedestrians and then push the fart button as loud as they possibly can and give people a hell of a fright. There are lots of videos. It's almost like the fart sounds out of a Tesla have become like cat videos on YouTube.
Okay, I like that. Very good.
So... So the party pooper, excuse the pun, the party pooper is the U.S. government because they have just banned the fart noise and Tesla's had to recall the software.
Again, trust government to ruin the only funny thing that a car manufacturer has done in the last 20 years. Nice job, government. Take all the fun out of everything. God, they suck the life out of everything, don't they?
I mean, if you watch some of these videos, you should go and Google, you know, fart noises out of a Tesla on pedestrians. It's funny when people get a fright. I mean, the reasoning the government has, which I think is not great, it's stupid actually, is the fart noises are funny until someone gets hurt. That was their reasoning.
Please. Who's going to get hurt by a fart noise? What? Is that any more or less alarming than the hooter? Do you know how many times I've been sitting in a restaurant on the side of the road or when you're walking down the road yourself as a pedestrian? And someone will hoot, and you get a bit of a fright. You know, that's as frightening as a fart noise. At least would be hilarious.
Yeah, I agree. I think fart noise should stay. And if they, you know, obviously they're not banned from the rest of the world because it's not just America that's done this, but fart noises need to stay. Biofueled cars. So, biofuel is turned into hydrogen, which then effectively powers a hydrogen-fueled car.
Right.
They've done a test that has proven that a biofueled car, it's called biomethanol. I mean, you're into chemicals.
Sure.
I'm not as profoundly wise on biomethanol as what you might be, Gareth, but they've used biomethanol, which effectively comes from cow poop, in a hydrogen vehicle.
Right.
And this car has traveled 2,000 kilometers on a single tank.
That's incredible. And you're getting this out of cow shit.
Out of cow shit, yes, exactly.
George, the future is bright. We can not only find ways of using less energy and making the Earth a healthier place, but we can also take some of the things that are making the Earth a less healthy place and turn them into fuel. I am all for it. One day, imagine the day, oh happy day, when we will shovel a spade full of cow shit into our car and it'll turn into kilometers of smiles. Ah, the happiness of the future. It makes me so excited about what's next.
Well, Gareth, what's next is this this particular peacock, again in England this time, south coast of England, was reported to be damaging vehicles by knocking its head and beak against the car's bodywork, and particularly if it could get up to the window. So what it would do is it would knock its head and its beak against the reflection of the car and then jump into the car. This peacock has been called Conor McGregor peacock.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's relentless and apparently scares a lot of people. And the reason this peacock is doing this is because it sees its reflection and thinks it's a mate.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And then attacks the car. So shame, poor peacock. But apparently this thing has been terrorizing everybody.
They are very, very stupid animals, as I understand it. So they're very beautiful, particularly the male of the species, because they have those beautiful big tails and they try to impress the females by being as colorful, and they do a dance, and it's a whole like display thing. But the peacock is not well known for being a very intelligent animal. Obviously, if it sees its reflection, it's going to think it's another peacock, dumb as can be.
And that's it, Gareth, ending with the peacock story.
Well, George, I am sure that you will be flying or driving or riding some kind of fancy automobile or plane or helicopter or God knows what this weekend. So I'm sure that you'll lead the way for the rest of us in terms of some new transportation method. And we will see you in a week's time.
See you next week.
Lekker stuff, George. Nice to see you. CliffCentral.com